This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. While the spotlight has been on the fight against EPA's Waters of the U.S. rule, another battle against another EPA power grab has been quietly moving through the courts. Now it's time to get louder and speak out about EPA's super zoning rules that cover the Chesapeake Bay watershed. We must stop this stealth land grab from coming to a watershed near you. 5 years ago, EPA imposed a detailed blueprint aimed at improving water quality in the Chesapeake Bay. The goal is good, but EPA's process puts too much power in its own hands, power to decide which land can be farmed, where trees can be harvested, and where homes, schools, roads, and most anything else can be built. EPA gave the blueprint a name only a bureaucrat could come up with, Total Maximum Daily Load, or TMDL. It sets federal nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment limits for specific areas of land, plus deadlines for states to impose on-the-ground controls to meet those limits, with no regard to cost, feasibility, or local impact. This isn't a regional issue. EPA designed this plan as a model to follow across the country. It is another attempt by EPA to increase its power over land use nationwide to take over decisions that belong at the local level where officials care about impacts on their communities. AFBF and other groups filed suit to challenge the Chesapeake Bay rules in January 2011, but two lower courts have upheld EPA's overreach. Now we are urging the Supreme Court to hear the case. This is just the sort of case that the High Court should take. It has national impact. It involves the scope of EPA authority under the Clean Water Act, which the court has taken a keen interest in over the years. What's more, 21 state attorneys general and 39 members of Congress from both political parties have supported AFBF in the lower courts. Here's how Farm Bureau members can help. Anyone who cares about preventing federal superzoning authority and keeping farms and ranches in production should talk with local media, elected officials, and others about the case. Create buzz. Enlist your state attorney general or member of Congress to support this case by filing a Friend of the Brief Court, or Friend of the Court Brief. The attention and support will show the Supreme Court that this case is important enough to warrant its review. Farm Bureau supports clean water, but not at the cost of a massive expansion of federal power. Let's call on the Supreme Court to stop this EPA power grab. AFBF's Patriot Project, launched earlier this year as a pilot, connects experienced Farm Bureau members with veterans who want to start in farming or ranching upon returning from the military. Farm Bureau is hoping people are able to connect, share best practices, share resources, and that veterans really become successful and have a new network when they are returning back home. Representatives Dan Newhouse and Kurt Schrader recently introduced H.R. 3932, the Ensuring Continued Operations and No Other Major Incidents, Closures, or Slowdowns, or Economics Act. This legislation would create new economic safeguards to prevent future port slowdowns, such as the one on the West Coast that devastated families, businesses, and agriculture producers west of the Mississippi. The legislation puts in place specific triggers so that when certain economic impacts surrounding a dispute occur, a board of inquiry must be convened, with the board required to report to the president and the public to recommend whether there should be a judicial injunction. Additionally, the legislation directs Transportation Secretary to divide the nation's maritime ports geographically into four major port metric identification regions: West Coast, East Coast, Gulf Coast, and Great Lakes. Farm Bureau supports the legislation. Last week, the U.S. House approved H.R. 22, the long-term highway bill, by a vote of 363-64. The bill authorizes nearly $340 billion for highway and transit programs over 6 years. The bill must now be reconciled with a similar Senate bill before transportation policy expires on November 20th. The House amended the Senate-passed long-term highway bill, H.R. 22, the Developing a Reliable and Innovative Vision for the Economy, or DRIVE Act, by inserting H.R. 3763, the Surface Transportation Reauthorization and Reform Act of 2015. The legislation includes several provisions important to agriculture. With the year quickly coming to end, farmers and ranchers continue to ask Congress to reinstate and make permanent a number of expired tax provisions that help improve the economic viability and stability of food, fiber, and fuel production. Among those provisions are Section 179, Small Business Expensing and Bonus Depreciation, which farmers need to help them make business purchases while dealing with uncontrollable weather and unpredictable markets that farm profitability. Earlier this year, Farm Bureau and more than 2,000 other companies and organizations sent a letter to lawmakers explaining why continuing these provisions, most of which expired at the end of 2014, is so important. The groups wrote that failure to extend these provisions is a tax increase. It will inject instability and uncertainty into the economy and weaken confidence in the employment marketplace. Acting promptly on this matter will provide important predictability necessary for economic growth. President Barack Obama recently announced that the administration has denied TransCanada's permit to construct the Keystone XL pipeline. The pipeline was designed to transport crude from Canada's oil sands to refineries in the Texas Gulf Coast. Farm Bureau supports construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.